Hi, everyone, and welcome to this month's Conversations with Chrissy, a timely podcast that features topics by the Maryland Motor Vehicle Administration of things that are going on in transportation that might impact your everyday life. Today, we're focused on the issue of mobile driver's licenses. Recently, we talked to Ian Grossman, the president and CEO of the American Association of Motor Vehicle Administrators, about the trends that are happening both nationally as well as internationally in this area. And today we're going to focus on what's going on in Maryland, because we always like to be on the front end of technology, certainly as it helps our customers. I'm really excited to have one of my favorite people here with us today, Nagash Asafa, our IT director. Nagash, welcome.
Good morning, Chrissy. Glad to be here. I'm honored to join your podcast.
So excited to have you. And I think we'll start off just talking about your journey, where you started and how you got to the role of IT director, obviously managing all the important systems that we have in Maryland.
That's very interesting. My journey at MVA started in 2008. In 2008, I left the private sector and joined MVA as a project manager in the Office of Planning and Capital Programs. Fast forward almost 17 years, that journey has led me to the position that now I hold, which is an amazing opportunity to work with an amazing leader, Chrissy, and doing exciting things here at MVA.
That's wonderful, and I think a real testament to the career journey that folks could have at MVA and in Department of Transportation. And so put out a little plug there for folks to look at the exciting opportunities that are available, especially in the technology area, which maybe people don't think of initially.
That's quite true. And if I'm to be honest, in 2008, when I joined the MVA, I wasn't sure it was going to be a career. I am so grateful that I stumbled in this opportunity, because what we do here is just amazing. Not only are we serving the customers of Maryland, but the innovation that happens in this field is phenomenal. The opportunity to work on the topic we're discussing today, MDL, at a state level and be leading the nation and literally the globe in technology when it comes to MDL is a phenomenal opportunity. And who would have thought MVA would offer that?
Exactly. Well, that's a great segue. So why don't we start off and just make sure our listeners are aware, mobile driver's license, what it looks like and where you can get it. I know there are different deployments. We talked about that with Ian. Different states have taken different paths. Talk about Maryland's journey a little bit.
That's great. Thank you. So our journey in MDL actually started in 2016 when there was a federal grant, NIST, awarded for a multi-state MDL pilot.
And that's the National Institute of Standards and Technologies, for our listeners who might not know.
Thank you, Chrissy. So in 2016, we were selected as one of the four states to participate in this proof of concept pilot. At that point, MDL was fairly new. We weren't the first, but we were the first to participate in a multi-state proof of concept, which included District of Columbia, Colorado, and I want to say Wyoming, which ended up participating in this project. When we did it then, it was an app, a wallet or an app that would hold the MDL. And as part of the proof of concept, what we did is just basically once customers are, well, not customers, the pilot was limited to MDOT employees and family, they would have the copy of their driver license in the wallet. But it could also be used by presenting it to a reader, similar to what MDLs does. What that has done is for the first time, multi-states were able to use MDL, and that proof of concept has really validated that it is a viable solution.
And so important, the reciprocity point you made, because we absolutely hand our license over in many different states,
exactly,
and even countries, as we talked about with Ian.
Exactly. Was that what we've learned from that experience, and really what has informed subsequent standards that were published at the International Standard Organization, ISO, is the MDL standard, which we all follow. And what we've learned from that experience is putting the picture of the driver license in a mobile device was not a very smart idea, because a lot of places when you present it, they would accept it without validating it. So that's how we started. Today, we are on all three major wallets, which is the Apple Wallet, the Google Wallet, and the Samsung Wallet. And our solution is an app-based solution. To your question, and why we decided to be on a wallet versus our own wallet, after careful consideration, what we've decided is people are very familiar with the use of these wallets. A lot of their payment cards are there. Boarding a flight is used through this wallet. So there was familiarity that would help customers adapt quicker. We also cannot really, it's very difficult to ascertain how secure other personal wallets or vendor wallets were. So for us, it was easier to move forward with the existing wallets on the major devices.
That's great. And so it's all about customer choice. And certainly yes. We know the use of the electronic wallet has grown tremendously. And now Maryland residents have the option of what wallet they want to use, electronic wallet.
That's right.
So can you talk us through the process of going live with the Maryland Mobile ID and the various wallet applications? Because I know they happened over time, not all at the same time.
That's correct. So as I mentioned, after we did the pilot, the industry was abuzz about the future of mobile driver licensing. And shortly after that, some of this manufacturers of wallet were reaching out to us wanting to partner given our success with the pilot. We have signed agreement with each one of them separately, and we have started initially working. The first one was Apple Wallet. We implemented Apple Wallet in May of 2022 for the first time. We were the second state in the nation, and that went very, very well, very successfully. Again, going back to who would have thought MVA working with, global leaders in technology, Apple, Google, and Samsung. Shortly after that, we worked with Google, and we implemented our Google solution in June of 2023. And this year in June, we implemented the Samsung solution. As you mentioned, this gives every mobile driver license holder to have an MDL on the trays of the device they hold.
That's wonderful. And I wonder if you can talk a little bit about the benefits. It is an option for customers, but why is a customer, is it important, and why would you want to have an MDL?
That's a great question. Technology is evolving. A lot of the things we're doing is changing. Digitalization is taking the world by storm. I think a good example I could give is payment cards, right? In the old days, we used to have credit cards, and then to run a credit card, there was this machines where you have to, multiple copies where you have to slide them. From that, it went to digital, where you actually are getting your electronically approved for the payment, and then it went into a wallet and huge adoption. Similar to that, driver license is also evolving in the same way, where what we're seeing is more and more people want the convenience of having all their stuff that is today in a physical wallet in their pocket to be in their on their phone. In fact, there are studies that shows most people would return back home if they forget the phone versus their wallet,
their actual wallet.
So things are transitioning, and as part of that, that's what we're doing it. But more importantly, the technology is a great part, but what is the benefit of the technology is the bigger question here. And the digital wallet would help preserve privacy. What I mean by that is today, if I go to a restaurant or if I go to my doctor's office, I would hand my physical card, which has every information about me, when in fact, if I'm in a restaurant or a bar, all they need to know is if I'm over 21 to consume alcoholic beverage. If I go to the doctor's office, there is no need for them to have the front and back copy of my driver license information. So in a mobile world, in an MDL world, we can release information that is relevant for the transaction we need, preserving privacy and not sharing all the other information that is not necessary. It's also very secure. And there are many, many, unfortunately, fraudulent cards. And it's very difficult for people to identify on the physical card whether a card is truly authentic card issued by the issuing authority or unfortunately made in someone's dark room in a counterfeit method. With digital mobile driver license, authentication is a cryptographically signed key, and it's much easier to authenticate the validity of the card, so it's more secure.
No, that's great. And I know a lot of people ask me, what happens if I lose my phone? So talk a little bit about that process and how that too is a security benefit.
That is a very good question, Chrissy, because today, if we lose our physical wallet, that information is in the hand of someone, hopefully not bad individuals, but they could use the credit card in there, the identification in there for fraudulent use. Today, if I lose my phone, because the MDL and other secure elements of credit cards and stuff in the wallet are placed in a secure location that requires either facial recognition or fingerprint scan or a PIN number, it's going to be very difficult to access the secure part of the wallet. Therefore, it's securely stored on the device where if I lose my phone, no one can really get into it. And just as simply, we could also reissue on a new device if a phone is devised. Customers also can call and can deactivate. They could go online and deactivate their card if their phone is lost. But even if they
another
don't...
Another good reason to have a MyMVA account, right? Oh,
that's very true.
Definitely encouraging customers to do that.
Very true. Very true. They could just go online to my MVA account and deactivate their MDL. So it's much more secure and safe.
That's great. So talk a little bit about the first opportunity to use your MDL, what that looks like and how that works.
Yes. Surprisingly, the federal government, TSA, is leading in this effort. To date, the only national actor that has MDL implementation in multiple states is TSA. Today, anyone that have an MDL could use their MDL boarding a flight at the majority of the airports. Well, majority of the airports have readers now, from what I understand. Initially, at launch, I think it was about 12 or 16 airports. But basically, in our region, National Airport as well as BWI Airport accept MDL. The goal is to expand that, obviously, and we're looking to expand the use of MDL within Maryland as well as nationally. We are working, for example, with our partners at BWI Airport, and we're looking to see to have acceptance of MDL with businesses that are within the airport. And our goal is to expand further.
That's great. And that's all made possible by an app that your team has developed. This is so exciting. I wonder if you can talk a little bit about that app and how it furthers the goal of allowing individuals to present MDLs other places.
Yes, thank you. We have an amazing team here at MVA, and we have developed an app that is both for the iOS device as well as Android device. And that is the Apple device has been on the Apple Store. Anyone can download it for free. And that app could be used for age verification. Pretty soon we'll be releasing the Android device, and that's gonna be available in the Android Play Store as well. Those apps would be able to read MDL and validate the validity of MDL. The Android device would do a little bit more than just age over 21 validation. It could do age over 18 validation, as well as could read more data from the driver license. It also keeps a log. In addition, it could also use the physical driver license barcode. It could read that as well as additional functionality. We anticipate the reader to be out in the coming days, or no more than a week or so. We're very excited, and businesses in Maryland, or nationally for that matter, could download the app and be able to use Treat MDL.
That's so exciting. And I just kudos to your team to develop something like this that helps enable Marylanders and others to be able to experience the benefit of MDL. I think it's really a wonderful advancement that y'all have done.
I thank you, Chrissy. I want to return back the kudos to you. You made this possible. You allowed us to have innovation team that is working on innovative products for MDOT as well as the state of Maryland. And really, it is a product of your leadership, and you're allowing us to dive into things that typically MBAs don't necessarily work on. So yeah. Thank you to you.
Thank you, Nagash. A great example of innovation. And I think one thing that's important to point out to our listeners is that these wallets are not tracking the information, and neither is the state of Maryland, because that might be a reason that somebody doesn't want to get one, right? They don't want the state to know where they're going, or they don't want, you know, the app, the wallet provider to know where they're using their driver's license or ID card, just as they don't today. Can you talk a little bit about that?
That's a great point, Chrissy. One of the most important tenets of an MDL is neither the state nor the vendors can capture and store information about individuals. What that means is when we provision a license on the MDL or on the phone, literally we have no information of how, where, when that MDL was used, nor even the vendors. As an example, the readers we have built would not store any information or wouldn't even allow you to take a screen capture of what you read on it. It is highly locked out. We do capture metadata. In other words, if vendors are using it, it would show a read was completed at a certain location, but it would not say who the MDL holder was, or it wouldn't have any information about who the customer is. The reason why that log is important is for audit purpose. Let's say it's a business that sold controlled things that requires age over 21, they can show they have validated age, and it would show that it was green or red to say it was over 21 or not, but it would not say who the customer was. So it is very privacy preserving in every aspect of the word, not only from giving information out, but also readers won't be able to find out PII or any personal information.
Well, that's a great point, I think, for people so concerned about privacy these days, and certainly better than handing over that license or ID, as you said, and making a photocopy at the doctor's office. I always worry, where is that retained? Who has access to that data? All those things that we all really care deeply about. I wonder if we could talk now a little bit more about what is the future of MDLs. I know some exciting developments here in Maryland. What are your thoughts in terms of where this is going nationally, internationally, as well as here?
Yeah, absolutely. So as we know, today was the physical card. You have to hand your physical card, and the agent at the other end have to validate your birth date as well as ensure that the card is authentic. With the reader app, it's very simple. The end user, the customer, would tap on the reader device, and the reader device would send a communication to the customer device asking consent, and everything on MDL is consent based.
Very important point.
Exactly. And once the customer consents, saying like, I'm willing to share my age over statement and picture to the reader, then the reader device would have the picture of the customer as well as a statement age over 21.
And that's all they have. That's personal information.
All there is. There's no personal information, and it is consent based, and none of that information is also stored on the reader device. So literally the ease is not only is it easy for the customer using it, but it's also much easier to the relying party, because they don't have to calculate the age, they don't have to check for the security features on the card to make sure it's authentic. It's a much quicker, faster, safer privacy-preserving transaction.
Yeah, you take human error out of the transaction, right? We're going to tell you securely what that age is. And so that sounds great. So happy with the partnership with BWI and the additional businesses, but what's next in the development here? It seems like there's some momentum building. I just wonder your thoughts in terms of the future of MDR.
Oh, I couldn't agree more, Chrissy. I think one thing, when we look through Verizon, it's hard to predict, but here's what we're seeing. One, multiple other states are implementing MDL solutions. The momentum is really picking up. There are a lot of industry partners that are interested to partake in MDL. The other part when it comes to standard also is there is the International Standard Organization is getting ready to publish the second part of MDL, and that is how it could be used online. The first part of MDL, the standard is called 18013-5, is for in-person transaction, like the things we're talking about, going to the doctor's office, going to a bar or restaurant. The second part literally could be used as your online identity for online transaction. As part of the grant, we did a little bit proof of concept for the NIST grant in 2017 when we were doing this. And that is literally anyone that was doing business for the pilot participants doing transaction on MVA's online transaction at the time could log in using their MDL and complete transaction. So that could be a game changer. Literally, we know how bad online identity is and identity management is. Once that standard is passed, I think it could be a game changer globally to that. Bringing it back to locally again, BWI Airport, again, as we mentioned, vendors are interested in using MDL, but that's also, we're hearing a lot of interest from other agencies within the state as well, trying to use it. Because it's not finalized, I don't know how much we can talk about it, but it seems like there is a lot of interest to expand this with multiple other sectors within Maryland.
No, I agree. And I think more opportunities to see how it works, to see the benefit of it, more individuals will likely be interested. So quick plug that if there are any businesses who would like to partner with our awesome IT team and push this out at your business or your entity, we are open to those partnership opportunities. And I know we've done a lot of walkthroughs, done a lot of demos, just to make people more familiar with the process.
Yeah, I would love that. We would love to work with anyone that's interested. It's very minimal effort on their side, and we'll be happy to share our experience.
Minimal effort, great reward. Sounds like a win-win. Exactly. Let's go back to the customer side of things. And for those who don't yet have their MDL but are now excited to be able to use it at TSA and at some of those restaurants at BWI, can you walk people quickly through what that process looks like and, again, how easy it is to be able to enroll?
Yeah, absolutely. The enrollment process is very, very simple and very secure. So customers that are interested, if they have any one of these smart devices, all they do is, the process essentially is, you will go onto your wallet and there's a plus side on the corner, top right corner usually, and it would allow you to add either credit cards or transit pass or state issued identification or driver licenses. So you'd pick the state issued driver license or ID card, and from there it is all of the wallets have step-by-step instruction, but it entails basically taking a selfie and liveness assessment to ensure that it is you individually taking the steps, and then it will ask you for a front and back picture of your driver license. It would package that information and send it to MVA for approval. MVA has an automated process that would review this, and if the score is high enough, automatically it will be provisioned. If there are some things that don't look normal, there's a human review that would individually review each application to make sure that it is a valid request. In some cases, we will send a letter to ask the customer to enter code to complete the application process. Or in rare occasions, we may ask customers to come in person to validate their identity. Very few that are rejected could be rejected for a number of reasons. Usually lighting and the liveness check are things that we observe, so they can try again with a better lighting. But generally the enrollment process is very easy, does not take more than a couple of minutes.
So normally people are concerned about lighting with their selfies for other reasons, but in this case it is important that you have good lighting so you can enroll in the MBO.
Very much, yes.
A few easy steps, it sounds like a seamless process, and actually we have a great video on YouTube as well that walks you through it.
That's true. I recommend everyone to go to our website. There is a dedicated site for each of the wallets as well as MDL. And also businesses, so that's a good resource.
That sounds great. Anything else you'd like to add, Nagash?
No, I'm honored to be part of this podcast, Chrissy, and honored to work for you, an amazing leader that enables all this to happen for our customers in Maryland.
Well, it takes wonderful people like you. And so thank you so much for being with us. Proud to have you as part of the team and on the podcast this month. And this wraps up our conversations with Chrissy. Thank you so much for joining us. Looking forward to continuing the conversation next time.